wish I was feeling better, Andrea. But still I am the enigmatic, charismatic, causing havoc, diet-do-drinking, ass-kicking, comedic, strategic. There's a lot of work going into this, folks. A lot of work. And a lot of play. I am the lead singer of Detroit Perfect and Halfway. I am your host. My name is Bill Halfway Hamill. You are listening to Hamill's Halfway House. I do have to apologize for the big delay on the show. Unfortunately, due to unforeseen circumstances, things changed. We were supposed to do a benefit this coming Friday, May 23rd, at the Diesel Bar in Chesterfield. That's on 23 Mile Road. The address is 33151 23 Mile Road, Chesterfield, Michigan, 48047. That's still going to be going on. It was originally going to be a benefit for our good friend Robert Vineski of the band Deaf Go Blind. Unfortunately, Bobby did pass away. I'd like to read a quote from his bandmate and a brother to me, former bandmate to me, who I think said it best, Devin Mann. So, quote, "Our benefit for Bobby has taken on a whole new meaning. Instead of working to save a life, it will be a celebration of a great drummer, great man, husband, and father. Please come out for your support," unquote. Along with Halfway 2, who will be kicking the show off at 7 o'clock, we also have, of course, Deaf Go Blind. We have Psycho Circle, Short of Shame, The Gobies, and Detroit Icons, Heaven's Wish. So please, come and check that out, man. For Bob, for Deaf Go Blind, for all of us that love Bobby, which I know was one hell of a lot of us. And I'm sorry if I'm not articulating this as best as I can. I would really, really like to thank Amy Mouse and everybody at Local Metro Music for their support. Make sure you check them out at localmetromusic.com. They got nothing but love for this great, great city and the great, great talent that lies within. So I owe them a huge amount of gratitude and thank you. This first song I'm going to play is by, of course, the great Deaf Go Blind. You couldn't stop Bob Vineski. You can't stop Deaf Go Blind. This is Deaf Go Blind with Can't Stop.
My motor's running.
That was Death Go Blind with Can't Stop. You can't stop rock and roll, and you can't stop this Friday at Diesel. A celebration of Bob Vanesky's life, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to thank Death Go Blind for reaching out to us and asking us to be a part of this show. They've been a huge part of our lives. And when I say our, I do mean Jason Hackstock and myself. So on behalf of the whole Halfway 2 organization, especially myself and Jason, thank you guys. We love you guys. We love you, Bobby. I was just speaking of Amy Mouse and local Metro Music. They turned me on to this next band, Shotgun Surprise. Dale from Shotgun has a very important message. I did an interview with him, a phoner, earlier in the week. I'd like to play that for you right now if I could. Dale Sprawling from the band Shotgun Surprise out of Eaton, Ohio, which is just south of us. Not quite Toledo, a little further south. I'm thinking more towards Cincinnati. Is that correct? All right, but Dale's on for more important things rather than just the band. He's got a foundation called the Uriah Marie Foundation. If you would like to tell us a little about that, Dale.
Yeah, basically the Uriah Marie Foundation is set up to sponsor children who have lost their parents. One way or any way, actually, we really don't go against how the parent was lost. We just focus on the child. You know, it doesn't matter whether a parent was lost to cancer, to a car accident, to murder, to whatever the fact is. The fact of the matter is that the child doesn't have that parent anymore. So that's what we're focusing on.
And you have something coming up, right?
We have our big kickoff benefit show. It's on June 28th. It's going to be at Jackass Flats in Dayton, Ohio. We have 19 of the just great bands. I can't say regional bands because one of the bands on the bill is a national act. They got former members of the Bull Boys in their band, and they're just real good friends of mine, and so we've got just huge names on the bill. We've got the Saint Rebellion band that I just mentioned. We have X Factor One, an absolutely huge band out of Columbus, Ohio. We even have this just isn't specified towards rock music. We even have a really good country band playing in the benefit. They're called King's Landing. We have a southern rock band, Gary Lee Jeffries, and it's 19 of just fantastic bands. Any of the 19 bands that we have on the bill could headline the performance. No one would blink an eye about it.
And there's no reason that our listeners here in Detroit can't make that because Dayton really isn't that far away.
No, it isn't. We're actually going to be up in, what Shotgun is doing is, Shotgun Surprise, my band, what we're doing is we're going on tour across the country. This is June 28th is our kickoff show. So on after that, we're going to be touring the country, and at all of our shows, we're going to be holding 50-50 raffles to raise money for the foundation and for the children. And I just confirmed a show up in Battle Creek, Michigan, at Planet Rock on August, let me get this right, August the 1st, actually, at Planet Rock. It's going to be, we're calling it the Smoking Gun Tour because Billy Youngblood and the Smoking Gorillas is going out on the road with us. And we'll be up there at Planet Rock in Battle Creek, Michigan on August 1st.
All right.
in Fort Wayne also the next night.
Do you have a website or anything you'd like to?
The website, all my events are listed on the Shotgun Surprise page for Facebook and also Reverb Nation and everything like that.
Okay, well, I appreciate you coming on the show, Dale.
That's fantastic. Thank you for having me and letting me get the word out about the Orion Marie Foundation.
Yeah, anything you'd like to say about the band?
Yeah. I've been focusing on the foundation so much, and the band has just really taken off. We toured the country a couple times, and now we're just going to try to make our full-time jobs now to tour the country so we can help out children. And my youngest daughter, she is 17 now, and she plays lead guitar in the band. And she's 17, and she has been on the stage with guys from, like I said, the Bull Boys. She's been she's performed in front of Ripper Owens from Judas Priest. She's the guys from Days of the News. She's performed in front of. She's being 17 years old and having all these influences of everyone that I grew up watching on MTV, and she doesn't bat an eye about it. So she's working hard to become herself. But the band actually is, we're recording right now our second CD, and the CD is going to be entitled Orion Marie, in honor of the foundation and Orion.
I can't commend enough what you're doing.
Thank you.
Props for days, brother.
I greatly appreciate that.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is Dale Ospraulding, Shotgun Surprise. Check him out. Here is Shotgun Surprise with Black Days. You know, while listening back to the interview with Dale, I couldn't help but feel the irony, because Bob has two beautiful children. Please check out the Orion Marie Foundation. Go to facebook.com/Orion Marie Foundation. Also go to facebook.com/Shotgun Surprise. Thank you so much for coming on the show, Dale. Again, I got to thank Local Metro Music for setting that up. LocalMetroMusic.com. Here is Shotgun Surprise with Black Days.
I see the way you're coming now.
out of Eaton, Ohio, that was Shotgun Surprise with Black Days. Please check them out at facebook.com/Shotgun Surprise. Also, please check out the Araya Marie Foundation. I can't thank you enough, Dale. Thank you so much, Amy, and Local Metro Music. Again, that's localmetromusic.com. I'm trying my best here, folks, to contain my composure. I know Bob wouldn't want this to be a sob fest, nor do I think Dale would. So let's get this fucking party started right. Last show I talked about going to see the Porcelain Doll Collection and a band called The Fluke at the Detroit Pub. Apparently the band that put that all together, it was a whole bunch of younger acts, a lot of great acts, I may add, and the band that put that together is called Shockwave. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, here is Shockwave with Bullet Train. Train Find them at facebook.com/ShockwaveDetroit. Speaking of Detroit, it's very seldom these days that I get outside of Metro Detroit, but I did. A couple days ago, I went out to Lansing to a place called The Loft to, of course, see the Porcelain Dog Collection. And while I was there, I got to see two very other cool acts, which I'm about to play for you right now. This first one is called Christy and the Professors, and the name of the song is Flare. With Flare. You can find them at facebook.com/Christy and the Professors. When I saw them, they were playing as a three-piece acoustically because they are looking for a drummer. So if there's any drummers out there, hit them up on Facebook, man. The second band I caught was a band by the name of the Damn Van Cannibals. So this is the Damn Van Cannibals with Alliance.
Thank you. commoners, you rich and you poor. It's tax day again, this time it's $3 more. The jig is up, there's no way you can win. Your luck is run out, better turn yourself in. Let's hear it for revolution. Let's rewrite the Constitution. Government's so mass confusion. Corruption is so pollution.
That was the Damn Van Cannibals with Alliance. Find them at facebook.com/DamnVanCannibals. All right, you know, the good thing today is at least I get to go see my favorite band in their hometown of Riverview, Michigan at Rockies. It's an anti-bullying deal. So without further ado, I give you Elena, Zoe, Lauren, Dylan, and Cam. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I am talking about the porcelain doll collection. So crank this motherfucker up to 11. This is the porcelain doll collection with Kodak Money.
George Eastman, 1854 to 1932. The high school dropout who is said to be not especially gifted brought photography and film to the world. He was a philanthropist donating millions of dollars to universities across the nation under the name Mr. Smith. He was an avid supporter of music. In 1880, he established the world-renowned film giant Kodak. After being disabled for many years, he put himself out of his agony with a single shot fired into his heart. His suicide note read as follows.
Virtual age, material, a bad name.
Like a new picture,
you were the suburbs, the right direction. Ended up wrong, technology's depression led to a worthless asset. The future took two steps backwards.
Dear friends, my work is done. Why wait?
Where the middle class go?
The Porcelain Doll Collection with Kodak Money. Check them out at theporcelaindollcollection.com. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, this is a fan-supported podcast. I depend on people just like you. Tell a friend, tell a foe, tell a motherfucker you don't know. Subscribe to us on iTunes. Go to halfwayhamel.com. You can listen to it there. You can go to hamelshalfwayhouse.podomatic.com. Follow me on Twitter at halfwayhamel. If you want your song on the show, or you just want to tell me to go fuck myself, email me at halfway@halfwayhamel.com. And believe me, I am sure there are quite a few people that would love to tell me to go fuck myself. Now, speaking of the porcelain doll collection, my great-great friend Jimmy Wood, who has been nothing but a help in this benefit, we had the privilege and the pleasure to appear on the last porcelain doll collection. They have a YouTube series called The Dollhouse. You can find it at theporcelaindollcollection.com. We got to hang out, chit-chat, all that good stuff. Look that up. So right now I'm going to play a good song by my friend Jim Wood. This is Stroller Coaster with Drink My Purple Kool-Aid. Little Jim Jones reference there for you, huh? Think I didn't know that, eh, Jim?
We'll be right back. we're fully related to laugh as our worlds collide. Go! Baby, will you drink my purple Kool-Aid? Will you risk that train wreck ride? Baby, play Russian roulette with me and blow a hole right through your pride. Your folks will cringe, your friends will cry. They'll treat you like you have died. Baby, take a sip of my purple Kool-Aid and we'll laugh as our worlds collide.
Coaster with Drink My Purple Kool-Aid. Find them at facebook.com/StrollerCoaster. All right, folks, if I can get serious again for a minute, this Friday, May 23rd, starting off with Halfway 2 at 7 o'clock at the Diesel Bar at 33151 23 Mile Road in Chesterfield, Michigan, 48047. We will be having what was to be the benefit, now will be a celebration, but still is a benefit. Please come out for the family. And of course, for my brothers in Deaf Go Blind, Joe DeMitchell, Chuck Stump, Devin Mann, Steve Ramey, I love you guys. Along with Halfway 2, there will be the Gobies, Psycho Circle, Short on Shame, Heaven's Wish, and of course, Deaf Go Blind. It's $10 at the door, all ages. There will be t-shirts for sale, silent auctions, and 50-50 raffles. I beg of you, please come out, check that out. Great bands, in honor of an even greater man. Again, I have to thank Amy Mouse of Local Metro Music. Please check them out at localmetromusic.com. Again, on behalf of myself and Jason Robert Hackstock, thank you so much, guys, for having us. It is truly an honor. I'm not a religious man, but in times like these, you need to have faith. This is Deaf Go Blind with Faith. We'll be right back. facebook.com/deathgoblind. Make sure you tell the people you love them, because tomorrow may never come, and I love each and every one of you. My name is Bill Halfway Hamill. This has been Hamill's Halfway House. Peace.
Man, I know I gotta get a job. I know I need to make money, but I really don't want to get a job. Cause I really, really don't have the time.
Yeah, I chill on Facebook 12 hours a day. I couldn't tell you last time I got paid. The other 12 hours is when I sleep. I'm in debt, yo, and I'm in deep.
I'm in debt.
But who has time to pay the bills? I'm a busy man, I got no time to kill. I got things I need to get done, yeah. I need a job, but I don't want one. I need a job, but I don't want one. I need a job, but I don't want one. 24/7, mom saying get a job, son. I need a job, I don't want one.
People say I'm lazy cause I don't work, but they don't know jack, cause they're just jerks. They're just jealous cause I'm at home
watching TV, playing on my iPhone.
But who has time to fill out an app? I'd rather stay home and take a nap. Here comes a repo man, I got to run, yeah.
I need a job, but I don't want one. I need a job, but I don't want one. I need a job, but I don't want one. 24/7, mom saying get a job, son. I need a job, I don't want one.
No, work at all play is my kind of fun. I need a job, I don't want one. He lives at home with his mom.
Yes,
he needs a job, he don't want one.
I need a job, but I don't want one. I need a job, but I don't want one.
24/7, mom saying get a job, son.
I need a job, I don't want one. I need a job, but I don't want one. I need a job, but I don't want one.
24/7, mom saying get a job, son.
I need a job, I don't want one.
Please, mom. Get a job.
Yes, on, you have buddy, to get a, job. Get a job. I told you.
Come on.
Yes, you must get a job, Harry. Get a job. Please. Get a CDs job.
So we don't have
Harry,
to
get a job. Get out of this house. Get a job, Harry. I'm tired of looking after you. And pick up your socks.
Love you, Bobby.